and 107.5 FM, W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Passengers are crediting the pilot of a Delta regional jet for maneuvering to get out of the path of a B-52 over the skies of North Dakota last week. That plane from Minneapolis was about to land in Minot when the pilot spotted the military jet. ABC's Sam Sweeney says, according to the Air Force, the B-52 had conducted a flyover at the state fair.
And it wasn't broadcasting its signal, so we can't see it on publicly available radar. We don't know how close those planes got. But I spoke with passengers on board, and they say that they could see it right out their window, and we hear the pilot on the announcement say that it was coming right at them, and he had to make that, quote, aggressive maneuver to get away.
The incident under investigation. A Canada businessman and father pleaded not guilty to murder charges in upstate New York and the death of his 9-year-old daughter. Police say Luciano Fratolin and his daughter Melina were driving from New York City to Montreal on vacation when they spotted it in the lake. Stopped in the Lake George area, and he faked her disappearance. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing safety tips for kids riding ATVs and UTVs. DNR officials say there have already been 21 fatal crashes this year, most of which involved riders who were not wearing a helmet or seatbelt. They're reminding younger riders that helmets are required for anyone under 18 years old, and riders under 16 years old must operate age-appropriate vehicles. They're also reminding anyone born in 1988 or later that they are required to complete an ATV safety certification course before operating alone. A group of Republican state lawmakers is renewing efforts to repeal a partial veto by Governor Tony Evers that increased school funding for the next 400 years. A newly proposed bill would eliminate the per-pupil adjustments from the 2023-2025 biennial state budget beginning in the 2026-2027 school year. The partial veto allows school districts to raise revenue limits by $325 per student every year through 2024-25. The Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld the veto following a legal challenge earlier this year. Leadership Washburn County is now accepting applications for their 2025-2026 program. Anyone who works in the county and is interested in the professional and personal development program is welcome to apply. The application can be filled out online, and the organization will accept them until August 11th. Program participants will meet once per month from September to May to develop their leadership skills and work to address issues facing the region. The program will cover topics like local healthcare and economic issues taught by local community and business leaders. The Rice Lake City Council is set to consider a proposal for continued use of the recreation options outside the Armory Building following its sale to World Harvest Church. The city had a previous agreement with the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs allowing residents to use the baseball and softball fields, playground, and picnic area near the facility. The agreement would have been in place until 2029 prior to the sale of the facility. The proposal that the City Council will consider on Tuesday seeks to continue that agreement with World Harvest Church. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Brewers and the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers landing in Seattle last night. They open a 3-game set tonight against the Mariners. The Brewers, the hottest team in baseball. They've won 10 in a row. They beat the Dodgers yesterday 6-5 to complete a 3-game sweep in L.A. Now the Dodgers get media coverage from Los Angeles and networks in Japan. A reporter asked Pat Murphy, how do you beat a World Series team with Shohei Ohtani, Clayton Kershaw, with guys like Isaac Collins or Caleb Durbin?
It's a bunch of guys nobody's ever heard of. No disrespect to great fans of Japan baseball, but they can't name 5 players in our lineup. They can't name 2 in today's lineup. And that's just a credit to hungry players. And, you know, the Dodgers are running into tough luck and they're not playing their best baseball, and they'll get back on track and be a juggernaut that they are. But, you know, I'm still proud of our club and what they did and, you know, how they competed in big situations. And, yeah, you know, a bunch of average Joes.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly sunny and hazy with areas of wildfire smoke today and high temperatures tapping about 80. Got a teeny tiny chance for some showers later this afternoon. Otherwise, some thunder could mix in there tonight through the overnight, and a few showers and storms again tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 65.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Tomorrow, Cam Stevenson from Courier Newsroom talks about his new daily newsletter, Below the Beltway, tracking Congress and all things happening in D.C.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, our old buddy Dean Obidala, the host of the Dean Obidala Show right here on Sirius XM Progress Radio Channel 127 from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. His Substack, which is one of the best out there. Dean takes no prisoners. This, and it's free. It's called The Dean's Report, and it's deanobidala.substack.com, or you just go to substack.com and type in Dean's Report. It'll pop right up, and you can subscribe right there. Dean, welcome back. Great having you with us. I just loved your Trump celebrating the cancellation of Colbert is what petty tyrants and scumbags do. Explain.
Well, Donald Trump was both a petty tyrant and a scumbag. And I think that's pretty, I think we all get that. I'm from Jersey. This is how we would speak. The petty tyrant is more my academic brain. The scumbag's my visceral reaction as a guy from Jersey who now lives in New York City. But look, Donald Trump, the nation, millions of people were like, this is sad. You're canceling a comedian. And there's Donald Trump taking a victory lap. And as I note in my article, in last fall, in September, Donald Trump, in writing, point blank, called for CBS to terminate Stephen Colbert's contract. His exact words, CBS should terminate his contract. And 9 months later, CBS did just that. And we know why. It's to make Donald Trump happy. Paramount's trying to get a merger approval with Skydance. And this is a way to show him, hey, we're doing everything you want. We're even getting rid of the guy that you've long railed against and called a lowlife and no talent and called for his firing. And we just fired him. So please approve our merger. That's the petty tyrant part.
Right. Yeah, and it's real. By the way, I'm just opposed to this merger based on the notion that, you know, we've got way too much concentration of ownership in the media to begin with. Ever since Reagan in 83 instructed the DOJ, FTC and SEC to stop basically or dial back on their enforcement of the antitrust laws that have been on the books since 1890, by the way. The Supreme Court in 1956 ruled that the Buster Brown and Kinney Shoe Companies couldn't merge because the combined companies would control 5.6% of the shoe market. And today, Nike, of course, controls 19% of the shoe market. I mean, it's like, you know, the damage that Reagan has done to this country and to the media. And of course, in 87, he stopped enforcing the Fairness Doctrine, which Obama then took off the books, you know, when he was president. So it's like, this is just wild stuff, Dean. It's just wild stuff.
And just so people know, the company that's going to buy Paramount is Skydance. Skydance, the head of it's David Ellison, but his father, Larry Ellison, is the one who put up the $8 billion for the merger. Larry Ellison was just at the Trump White House. He spent the most money of any person, Republican, in the 2022 midterms. He didn't always love Trump, but he came around to love Donald Trump. But he loves business, and he sees an opportunity with Donald Trump. So Trump has praised David Ellison, Larry's son, who's going to head the company. And out of fairness, David Ellison has given money to Democrats as well, but nothing close to what his father has. And I think that's more of a business decision. Dad gives a ton to Republicans. Son gives a little to Democrats. You can say, oh, he's going to be fair. They're not. And the reporting is they're going to bring Barry Weiss in to be involved with editorial control of CBS News. Now, that's just based on the reporting. And they're at least trying to buy her company. And she's certainly a right winger. So they're going to move all the Paramount properties that deal with news to the right. There's no disputing that. This is just another pro-Trump, pro-corporate oligarch media outlet. That's what it'll be like going in the future.
Yeah, sadly, we're going to see CBS News turn into Fox. Which will be a disaster for America because they've got a much larger platform. Another one of your dean's reports, we're talking with Dean Obidala, why didn't Pam Bondi, as Florida Attorney General, investigate Jeffrey Epstein? Lay this out for us.
Yes. Why no one in the media asks that simple question is beyond me, Tom.
Yeah.
It's she was Attorney General of Florida from 2011 to 2019. Jeffrey Epstein was running his child sex ring in Florida. According to DOJ's own 2020 report, after Epstein got out of jail with a sweetheart deal in 2009, he went back to his lavish lifestyle and, quote, abusing children. So there was definitely victims while she was AG, and even predating it, if they happened, she was still within the statute of limitations. And just so everyone knows, Tom, as I note in my article, she made going after child predators one of her top priorities. She announced Florida to be zero tolerance for child pornography or child predators. She prosecuted many, but not even a, I can't find any article where she even talked about investigating Jeffrey Epstein. And my conclusion is that, because it was in the media, she knew what was going on. It was to protect Donald Trump, who everyone in Florida knew was very close to Epstein, and likely other powerful people. There may have been some Democrats, but clearly she's concerned with the Republicans. And so to me, it was a decision not to. And there was no statute of limitations issue. There was no double jeopardy issue because there were other victims that came forward after the plea deal in 2008. So that would not cover. You don't know about victims. A plea deal can't incorporate that. So she could have. And they should ask her questions. Why did you not investigate Jeffrey Epstein? And I'd love to hear the answer.
Could it have something to do with the $25,000 that Donald Trump, through his foundation, illegally gave to Pam Bondi that caused her to apparently alter her behavior?
Well, that's for the Trump University case, and there's no denying that. She gets the $25,000. 4 days later, her office says, we're not going to join with other AGs to investigate Trump University, even though there were numerous complaints about 20 in Florida of Florida residents being defrauded. But Trump did that. And then Trump had a huge fundraiser a few months later, as I note in my article, at Mar-a-Lago, a 3,000-person plate fundraiser for her. And Donald and his daughter gave $125,000 to the Florida GOP that spring as well. Most of it went to Pam Bondi's campaign. So yes, Pam Bondi.
What year was that?
The 2014. Okay. 2013 was the investigation. Right. And she gets $25,000 in the fall. In the spring, all his other money
flows. She's been in Trump's pocket for a while, apparently.
She's his Roy Cohen.
Yeah.
She was there always to protect him. When she left being AG of Florida, her first job really was on Trump's impeachment defense team. Mm-hmm. And then now she's there like Roy Cohen defending Donald Trump every day. But as I note in my article, she should be aware. Roy Cohen ended up being disbarred. Yeah. And other Trump lawyers have been disbarred. Giuliani, John Eastman, you know, Kenneth Cheeseborough. She could end up down that path.
And look at what happened under Nixon. I mean, John Mitchell went to prison as Attorney General.
He did. We went to the same law school, but they're not
you
as
You and John Mitchell?
John, not at the same time. John Mitchell, G. Gordon Liddy went to Fordham Law. There's a lot of Fordham Law people involved in Watergate.
That's a good law school.
It's a good law school, but also it's all blue-collar law school. Like, it's like me, even a blue-collar family. So people hustle and get things done. Sometimes they go over the line. I mean, G. Gordon Liddy, if you read his autobiography, I'm not sure how much it was real or not, but it's really engaging. I read it like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I knew Liddy.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we were colleagues.
I went to college, I went to Fordham and Fordham Law, and his son, one of his sons who went on to be a lawyer, went to Fordham with me. I didn't know him well, but his father spoke there when I was in college or law school, one of the two.
I didn't know Liddy well, but I had spoken to him on a couple occasions, had lunch with him once at the Talkers conventions in New York City because he was doing his talk show.
I would have liked talking to him, not to agree with him, but he was certainly a bigger than life, colorful figure.
He really was. He really was. So I'm curious. We're talking with the great Dean Obidala, who hosts his show right here on SiriusXM Progress 6 to 9 p.m. every day Eastern time. And I'm curious your thoughts on this video that Trump posted. I believe it was this morning. Maybe it was last night on his Nazi-infested social media site of him watching as the FBI arrests Barack Obama in the Oval Office and then drags him off and then shows him in prison. This is way beyond anything that any president of the United States has ever done, said, or even implied.
I find it interesting, Tom, that Donald Trump needs AI to generate images of Barack Obama in custody. In the real world, we've seen pictures of Donald Trump in custody when he had his mugshot. Donald Trump was convicted of 34 felonies. We saw real images, not AI generated, of Donald Trump in a criminal court where he was convicted and got 34 felony convictions and had to appear for other bail hearings or to post bail or to at least get out with certain conditions. So we don't need AI to fabricate this. But what it really is, this is white supremacist porn. That's all it is. Barack Obama, like Donald Trump, even if he did anything untoward, Barack Obama, he's got the same immunity the Supreme Court gave to Donald Trump. It applies to Obama. Obama will never be charged with a crime. I don't think he did anything wrong, but I'm just saying, in the big picture, this is not about prosecuting Barack Obama. This is about the white supremacist base getting red meat to stop talking about Jeffrey Epstein, going, look, I'm going to put the black man in prison that you hate so much. This will bring you joy, right? And that's what this is about.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're seeing this also in his call for the D.C. commanders to go back to using the name Redskins, this kind of the N-word that's, you know, applied against Native American people. And he's talking about how if you do this, you know, you'll be so celebrated and all this kind of stuff, like, you know, the racists who follow me will follow you.
Right. I mean, he's going to be calling to return to the Negro League baseball. He's going to say that's what you have to call it from now going forward just to make him happier. Even worse, who knows what the N-word teams. I mean, Donald Trump is trying to appeal to his base. They are fractured right now. He knows they are there for the white supremacy. That's what they came for. Some others came for other things, but the core, the MAGA, they're there for the white supremacy. He's giving them everything. It's not going to do it.
I pointed this out in my rant this morning, my daily take, is that this cult that Trump is the leader of right now, he didn't create. Rupert Murdoch did. And that cult, you know, it's the Fox News viewer cult, basically. And in a power struggle between Murdoch and Trump, I'm skeptical about Trump's ability to survive. What do you think?
Like, I don't know how this lawsuit will take a while, but I will say what I love, Tom, about the lawsuit Trump against Rupert Murdoch. They get to depose Donald Trump. Yeah. He's got to prove damages. They can ask.
Well, CBS could have deposed him, too. So could ABC.
Right, this is different. Wall Street Journal said they're going to fight it, and they are going to fight it. Even with the Dominion software, it was after years of discovery that they rolled over. In this case, they'll depose Donald Trump, ask him questions about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, because it's all relevant to their defense, that it wasn't actual malice, that this was true, what they posted. They're going to find out under testimony, under oath. Donald Trump was introduced to a 14-year-old girl that Jeffrey Epstein was dating, and that was in the trial in 2021 of Maxwell. 14-year-old girl brought to Mar-a-Lago. Epstein brings a 14-year-old girl as a date, and Donald Trump in the mid-90s doesn't have any hint what's going on. Of course he did. That's why he's the infamous comment about he loves girls that are younger. And what's going to prove is Donald Trump knew Jeffrey Epstein was raping children, and Donald Trump did nothing in the face of that evil. I have no evidence that Donald Trump participated in the evil, but I have all the evidence in the world that's credible evidence under oath that he knew in the mid-90s and did nothing. Yeah. He continued to be friends with Jeffrey Epstein to 2004. That's what he has to answer to the American people for.
Yeah, there you go. Dino Vidala, check him out tonight and every weeknight, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Sirius XM Radio Channel 127. And Dean's report over on Substack. It's just brilliant and it's free. Check it out. Dean, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thanks, Tom. Great seeing you, my friend.
Yeah, back at you. It's 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this. Stay with us. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. The U.S. Department of Justice sent letters to 12 secretaries of state requesting their complete voter records as part of President Trump's executive order on elections. The reason for the request isn't completely clear, nor is the legality of such a request, which may violate the privacy and free speech rights of U.S. citizens. Back in May, we reported that DOJ requested records on Colorado's 4.65 million registered voters. To date, similar letters have been received by Alaska, Arizona, Florida, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. An email sent to Rhode Island officials asked to collect, quote, voting information as part of the department's efforts to implement President Trump's executive order preserving and protecting the integrity of American elections, unquote. It goes on to request a discussion on sharing information to find illegally registered voters, fraudulent voters, and enforcement of federal law. New Hampshire Secretary of State declined, citing state statute keeping voter rolls, quote, private and confidential. In addition to the Herculean logistics of such a request, Loyola Marymount Law School's Justin Levitt writes that such requests may not be legal under the Privacy Act of 1974, prohibiting the federal government from obtaining information on free speech activities, including voting and other personal information. We've linked the DOJ letters at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Come. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So this is all too familiar to me. It happened, in fact, on our vacation a couple of weeks ago. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough, and you know your body, you know you're getting sick, right? So what do? Well, your choices are you can tough it out, get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and get coughed on by 30 people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, Just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out. That's promo code TOM at urgentcarekit.com/TOM.
One job, bought a house and dreams, now two can't even buy time. They sold us tax breaks wrapped in lies, said it's freedom when we bleed, while they looted every pocket and washed the middle class recede. They called it trickle down, but nothing ever flowed, just a golden road to ruin, and we walked it all alone. The biggest con of the last century, now unmasked. They took our future, sold it off for stocks and gas, while we were working double shift to just survive the blast. They rewrote the rules and laughed behind a billionaire's mask. Dead up sky high, said sorry.
Welcome back. 25 minutes past the hour. So Trump wants to make racism good again, great again. In fact, he's been working on this, of course, his whole entire life. But now well, here's his tweet. He says he's complaining about Senator Matt Dolan, who's a member of the family that owned the Ohio State Senator Matt Dolan, who's a member of the family that owns the Cleveland Guardians, used to be the Redskins, or Cleveland Indians, rather. He says, what he doesn't understand is that if he changed the name back to Cleveland Indians, he might actually win an election. Indians are being treated very unfairly. Make Indians great again. Right, right. And then he's, again, talking to the owners of the Washington Commanders. He said, I may put a restriction on this. See, they want to build a new stadium in D.C. And he's saying, I can prevent that. D.C. is federal territory. He says, I may put a restriction on them if they don't change the name back to the original Washington Redskins and get rid of the ridiculous moniker Washington Commanders. Now, by the way, the original name was the Boston Braves. And then they moved to Washington and became the Washington Redskins. But, you know, Trump probably doesn't know that. He says, I won't make a deal with them to build a stadium in Washington. The team would be much more valuable. The deal would be more exciting for everyone. You know, if they just changed their name back to the Redskins. Redskins is, you know, like, what, are you going to have a team called the Detroit Blackskins, the Phoenix Brownskins, the New York Jew Boys? I mean, you know, this is the kind of thing that Trump seems to be advocating. It's just, you know, yeah, let's just toss out some racist slurs here. Incredible. It's just incredible. And what's incredible is that it's not on the front page of the New York Times right now. You know, racist president screaming into the wind.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. 202-808-9925. Stay with us.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Hey, Tom Hartman here.
Maggie Dawn.
On Monday, I'll still be camping in the Northwoods, so Matt Rothschild is in the guest host chair. He'll be bringing you his thoughts about Wisconsin progressivism and, of course, some slamming poetry.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin state legislature seeks to address a shortage in the number of school bus drivers across the state. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles, the number of bus drivers in the state has fallen by nearly 20% over the last 15 years. The legislation would make it easier for older drivers to keep their license by requiring drivers over 70 years old to retake their driver's test every 4 years instead of every 2 years. About a quarter of school bus drivers in the state are over 65 years old. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released data on fish stocking numbers across the state for 2024. According to the data, over 5 million fish were stocked in various inland water bodies and the Great Lakes last year. The stocking helps support fisheries in areas where natural fish populations are not sufficient to maintain their operations long term, as well as recreational fishing opportunities. A full breakdown of how many and what kind of fish were stocked in various bodies of water is available on the Department of Natural Resources website. The criminal cases against a pair of Cumberland residents accused of delivering methamphetamine during a drug sting will go to trial this fall. 39-year-old Nicholas Schick and 35-year-old Amber Hirsch were both charged with felony delivery of meth as party to a crime in Barron County Circuit Court in relation to the drug sting. Both entered not guilty pleas to the charges, and jury trials for both were scheduled for November 3rd. If convicted, Schick and Hirsch are facing up to 12 and a half years in prison and fines of up to $25,000. Lake Superior College in Duluth has been named one of three schools in the state to receive grant funding for the Program for Accessible College Education Initiative. The grant funding seeks to expand access to higher education for students with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Lake Superior College will receive over $185,000 to offer more inclusive educational opportunities, including financial literacy courses and employment skills training through local partnerships. The new programs will begin in the fall of 2026. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly sunny and hazy with areas of wildfire smoke today and high temperatures tapping about 80. Got a teeny tiny chance for some showers later this afternoon. Otherwise, some thunder could mix in there tonight through the overnight and a few showers and storms again tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 65.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes, you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our rogue companion from last week and our friend and colleague here at Civic Media, Todd Alba, will be here to break down all the news. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you don't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
The man in the White House is scheming for more. He pardons the guilty. He jails the poor. Oh, the times are in.
Back picking up your calls here. Morris in Inglewood, California. Hey, Morris, what's on your mind today?
Trump is going down. He's going down, 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 down.
I'm not quite 50-50 on that one, Morris.
Well, let me get you up to 65-35, Tom.
Okay.
J.D. Vance hooked up with your boy Rupert Murdoch. They got together.
3 weeks ago.
About
yeah.
Okay. So now, Tom, if Rupert Murdoch and J.D. Vance decide to hook up for a coup against Trump, I think it'll work because they don't need him anymore.
I don't think that's what happened.
Talk to me.
I don't think J.D. Vance made this surprise visit on July 11th to Rupert Murdoch's, huge, massive, he bought it from the Koch family, Montana ranch where Murdoch is spending the summer. But he was only there for like 2 hours. And then he and his wife went camping. I have a hard time believing that Murdoch and Vance are conspiring against Trump. Murdoch is too smart a guy. He's been a cult leader his whole entire life. He inherited this cult from his father. He knows that he's got to have a cult leader who's going to be charismatic. It's possible Vance went to Murdoch and said, please help me. And Murdoch said, no, I would buy that. But that Murdoch and Vance are going to get together and knock out Trump, I think we would have seen more evidence of it on Fox News right now, today. And it's not showing up. They're still ignoring the Epstein story.
Well, Tom, like I said, they don't need the guy anymore. They got the big, beautiful bill passed. They got the $150 billion for their ICE guys. You know, they got their tax cuts. The tariffs have destroyed American manufacturing. You know that better than anybody. We have isolated ourselves and alienated ourselves from the rest of the world. BRICS is kicking the dollar's butt. But more important than all of that I said, you're looking at historic losses. Congressional historic losses coming up in the next year, Tom, year and a half, something like that.
Except that they're purging voters like there's no tomorrow. They're pre-rigging the elections.
And normally I would be jumping up and down. I'd be concerned about that because I'm black and I know being targeted me. But the rednecks, the MAGA people, they ain't going to purge them, and they're upset right now. They don't appreciate that. There's no way, I think I talked to you about this the last time. There's no way that the Epstein thing is going away. It's just impossible. And this is why I'm saying they got to get rid of this guy. When I say they, I'm talking about elites around the world. They've got to get rid of this guy. There's a lot of stuff in there they just cannot allow to come out. Listen, you don't have to have your name on a list. All you got to do is have your name on a flight log. What are you doing going over there? What's your motive for going over there, you see? It's just too big of a thing. It makes Watergate, you're old enough to remember that. Look like child's play. Make the P. Diddy thing.
Well, none of those flights that Trump was on went to his little island. They were all between Florida and New York. So it's probably, you know, these two guys live blocks apart in both, you know, in both Palm Beach and New York City. So they probably were just, you know, traveling back and forth.
No, I got that connection. I got that connection. More logo in a bit. I'm talking about if he visited the island. If there's no evidence of him visiting the island, and we're going to have to come up with another narrative, because right now the narrative is if you go into that island, you're a pedophile. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think you're right. Okay. But there's no evidence that Trump ever visited the island, and he vigorously denies it.
Then I'm going to have to back up, because I don't have no evidence either.
Yeah.
But I still think it's going to be a coup between Murdoch and Vance, because this Epstein thing is going to change about the downtime. You can't dismiss this. You can't plug it under the rug, because, like I said, the MAGA people, I know you and me upset, but we don't count. The MAGA people are upset behind this, and they're not going to let it go.
Yeah.
All right, my brother. I'll talk to you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Morris. We'll see. I mean, you know, time will tell, as the old saying goes. Rick in Castro Valley, California. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Good morning. How are you? And thank you for passing along your knowledge. Real quick, you know, Jim Jordan was a part of that class action suit against who's been named. At Ohio State University involving those wrestlers.
Right.
He was deposed last week. Nothing. Crickets in the national media.
Well, the deposition is still under seal.
Is it still under seal? Well, they could report that he actually had to testify and bring it to light, but they just walk away from this stuff.
Well, the press doesn't want to piss off Jim Jordan. They need him.
Well, who needs it?
The press, I mean, look at the New York Times today, basically embracing even Donald Trump instead of talking about, you know, that he's putting out this disgusting video of Obama being dragged out of the White House like he's some kind of tin pot dictator. They're talking about how he's trying to unite his base and help the Republican Party. I mean, it's just, but the mainstream media in America right now is just pathetic, Rick. It's pathetic.
Yeah, and you know, I worked as a reporter, won a bunch of awards. I transitioned out of it right around the dot-com bust. I had made a couple choices to be a contract editor at a couple sports publications. And I tell you, when we were working as reporters, and I went to the Maynard Institute of Journalism Education coming out of college, and I was placed in a newspaper in Fort Lauderdale, we were dogged. And we were compassionate, and I was a court reporter, I was a crime reporter, and you always humanize those subjects. You don't see anything. You don't see any sense of vibrancy in the reporting. I mean, there's some publications still trying to do the job, but in terms of just the massive deterioration, you know, nationwide of journalism, is just they are the gatekeepers of knowledge and truth, and they have failed.
No, I'm with you. I mean, I started in this business as a DJ when I was 16. When I was 18 or maybe 19, I became a news guy at WITL. And my job was to show up at the Lansing Police Department every morning at 5 a.m. and read the police blotter, you know, all of the arrests overnight, and then go over to the mayor's office, which was just, you know, two blocks or two buildings down, and talk to the mayor's press people, and then walk across the street to the Capitol building and see what I could find there. And, I know how news works, and it's not working now. I'm telling you.
You know, the most fascinating thing is if you're a good journalist in a really nice community, you're almost a celebrity. I mean, it was amazing. Yeah. I couldn't go anywhere. My wife would always get ticked. but because they respected the work you did and the truth that you told and the compassion upon which you told that truth. Yeah. And I tell you, it is not this. They have been categorized as enemy of the people. And it's a doggone shame what's happened to the state of journalism in this country.
Yeah. Well, and they're all terrified.
I know you're. Yeah. Well, yeah, it takes courage. Well, you can, it takes, if you're going to do that job, you're on the front lines. Your weapon is the pen.
That's it. Yeah.
And if,
or in this day and age, the microphone and the camera. Yeah.
Exactly. If not, get off the front line.
Yeah. Well said, Rick. Spot on. I completely agree. And, you know, we share some background here, and I totally get it. And your critique is
spot on. Well, Tom, here's the funny thing. I was a member of a Pulitzer Prize winning team at the Sacramento Bee, and it was like a group project, and I got an A and did some work, but the lead reporter, Tom Knutson, was awesome. But, yeah, journalism has been good to me and my family, and I'm just disheartened and saddened by what we see going on.
Me too. Me too. Rick, well said. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say no. The Republicans on the Supreme Court got that one wrong, too. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVets.com. That's WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is, and is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask and has described to me, it's like, he said, air hoses strapped to your face all night, but if I don't use it, I'm facing dementia, stroke, heart disease, premature death. You don't want to end up like that. And the bottom line is, if you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the fastest, smartest, easiest ways to stop snoring is Zipa. Zipa is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. I've tried it. It works. Don't be fooled by imitators. Zipa was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial. And with over 500,000 units sold, Zipa is the stop-snoring device that I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day because of lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. Zipa, that's Happy Z spelled backwards. I want you to try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's Zipa, ZYPPAH.com and use the code SNORE.
He named the men who told the truth and tried to bury them with state-approved abuse. Chris Cribbs said the vote was clean. Trump couldn't stand what that would mean. So he aimed the DOJ like a loaded gun to punish truth till silence won. The freedom to speak. For the freedom to speak truth to power. Trump made loyalty the only creed.
51 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Adele in Villa Park, Illinois. Hey, Adele. Thanks for listening to WCPT.
Yes. Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having the discussion with Greg Palast this morning. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're now moving in the conversation to being in the solution. And I am in agreement with you, Tom, about the gerrymandering like the Republicans do and the other gentleman just shared about the messaging. Mm-hmm. But Ray is very close to the leadership of the NAACP and other black leaders who don't want to go along with that. I just feel personally I have to honor that position.
Mm-hmm.
So one, I love Greg's solution, and I want to make it my mission, and that is register, re-register, and re-register again.
Yeah.
It's going to require messaging and aligning with other organizations like Indivisible. We're very strong here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But I also got an email today from, I've never heard of them, bluebeginning.org, about Swing Left is hatching a campaign they're calling the Ground Truth,
mm-hmm.
which is a new approach to voter contact and not at all in alignment with the Democratic Party. And I'm wondering, have you heard about that?
I got an email from them this morning, too. And I know basically nothing about them. I'm, you know, I just went to their website. It says Indivisible Chicago. So apparently Blue Beginning is the Chicago Indivisible Group.
Okay, and then that reference swing left, different organization,
yeah,
with their new campaign. I'm loving it. So yeah, for your listeners, it's called Ground Truth. It's just excellent. And just wondering what your opinion is about register, just having a megaphone, register, re-register, re-register.
I'm totally in favor of that. The problem is that Florida's led this charge, five or six or seven years ago. They passed a law, and that was when the League of Women Voters stopped registering voters in Florida. They passed a law that if you help somebody register to vote and there are any errors on that form, like if their middle name is not spelled out instead it's just, you know, an initial, or if their address is, you know, says AVE period instead of Avenue, or just anything that's wrong, you have committed a felony and can be put in prison.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, people are not showing up at rallies in Florida, you know, with voter registration cards like they were 20 years ago. And Florida's not the first, not the only state to have done this now. I don't have a complete list of all the red states that have done it, but Texas has a similar law. It's just getting really, really hard to register people to vote because the Republicans understand that, you know, Jim Crow is the way to go. What they need to do is block every black voter possible. And that's why I'm saying we need to declare war on them. We need to get Republican voters yelling and screaming about what Democrats are doing so that we can have a national conversation about, you know, caging, about postcards and about purging, and get back to, you know, the idea that it's crazy that if a state government wants to take away your gun, they have to go to a court and get a court order. But if they want to take away your vote, they don't even have to tell you. I mean, that's just insane. Our right to vote should be at least as strong as our right to own a gun. Adele, I got to move on, but thank you for the call.
Thank you. Great talking
with you.
Thanks,
appreciate
Tom.
It. Don in Wheaton, Illinois. Hey, Don, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I agree that we need to compete with the Republicans' now legal jury rigging and purging. But before we do, I think a prominent liberal in each House of Congress should get up and say, and I hope it would go viral, to say, we know you'd like to say God is on your side, and if you think you're doing unto us what you like us to do unto you, then before our next election, we will also do AI-assisted jury rigging, and we will also purge American voters on the Republican list off the registration list.
Right.
What do you think?
You're singing my song, Don, and I can't get anybody else to go along with this because it's just, you know, it's like Democrats don't want to be evil, and I understand that, I respect that, but
well, yeah, the rules have changed.
I know. It's like if the NFL said, "Hey, you can have three extra men on the field," and one team says, "Well, you know, we're not going to do that because we like the old way. We think it's more ethical." Right. Who's going to start winning games?
Right. It's that serious. We've got to at least play by the rules, if not break a few rules, to ensure that we keep our democracy.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Don, thanks a lot for the call. It's great to hear from you. Sean, we're hitting a break right now, or do we have 30 seconds? Yeah, we're hitting the break. Okay, I was going to put Calvin on, but I had to check the clock. Hey, thanks so much for being with us today. I really appreciate it. Thanks for sharing the good word about our program and about Hartman Report and all that other stuff. Really appreciate it. And don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge in Boston hearing arguments today over Harvard University's lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's decision to freeze more than $2 billion in federal funding.
The hearing featured an attorney for the administration arguing that Harvard's contracts with the government give Washington the right to cancel the grants. But Judge Allison Burroughs pushed back, saying the Constitution puts limits on the government's actions. Harvard says its First Amendment rights have been violated in the canceling of more than $2 billion in grants. The administration says the school has become a hotbed for anti-Semitism. It's a charge the university forcefully denies.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. The man convicted of kidnapping and murdering Eitan Potts in 1979 has been granted a new trial. Federal appeals court today ruling that the jury received a flawed instruction from the judge about Pedro Hernandez's purported confessions. Potts was six at the time. His face became the first to be printed on a milk carton as a missing child. And stocks are up in afternoon trading. This is ABC News.